Gator Alley played host to a county matchup between the Portal Panthers and Bullock Academy Gators on Thursday evening. The Gators were able to come away with a sweep as both teams won by multiple scores. The Lady Gators defeated Portal women's varsity soccer team 3-0 to give them their first loss of the season. The Bullock Academy men's team took control early and kept piling it on in their 6-0 win. The Lady Gators give Portal their first taste of defeat. Portal entered Thursday's game with a 1-0-1 record and a clinched regular season region title. Bullock Academy have not played as many games and were underdogs despite having home field advantage. A goal by Addie Becker put the finishing touches on Bullock Academy's win over the Panthers. The Gators played a great game and made Portal work for everything. They took control early and never let their foot off of the gas despite having a lead. Bullock Academy played every second like the game was tied. Entering the second half with a 1-0 lead, Bullock came out prepared to stop Portal's rally. The Panthers have built a reputation for being able to put points on the scoreboard quickly, but tonight they couldn't do it. The defense of the Gators swamped the Lady Panthers' attack. A goal by Riley Ann Claxton gave the Gators a 2-0 cushion with around 25 minutes remaining in the game. Becker's goal in the second half was her second score in the game. She broke the seal on the game with a goal in the opening minutes. Bullock Academy head coach, Caitlin Kofer, was very excited after her team's win. "We have had a couple of losses, so we are very excited on our home to turf to show up and show out," Kofer said. "I think we started the game and played the whole game with a lot of tenacity and a lot of energy," Kofer said. "We kept the throttle up the whole game." The win improves Bullock Academy's record to 4-3. Portal's record falls to the 1st of January 10. This is only times these two teams will meet. Gators rout Panthers 6-0. In the nightcap of the doubleheader, the Gator men picked up right where the ladies left off. They continued to pile on goals on their way to a 6-0 blowout victory. The Gators carried a 2-0 lead into the half and scored four more goals to run the score up. Angelo Pereira scored a goal in the opening minutes of the second period. He was ran over to a family member in the crowd to celebrate. Even with a 3-0 lead, Pereira and Gators were not done. Sammy Mendez joined the party with a goal shortly after. Pereira and Artem Huggins put the final nail in the coffin with two goals in the final 10 minutes. Portal couldn't get into a good rhythm offensively. There were several times when one of their players were having to deal with several defenders with no outlet to pass to. Portal has lost their second straight game as their record falls to 6-4. The Gators' record improves to 4-2 on the season. This is the first meeting of two between the Gators and Panthers. They will meet again on Tuesday, April 9. Up next, Portal will go on the road to take on Swainsboro on Tuesday, April 2. The women's game will start at 5 p.m., and the men will start shortly after its conclusion. Bullock Academy men's will not play again until Tuesday, April 9, when they have a rematch against Portal. The Lady Gators do not play until Friday, April 12, when they play against Frederica Academy.